Colombia's government says an area in the south of the country that was used for peace talks is now a war zone. The army is trying to push leftist rebels from the one-time guerrilla haven. The government broke off negotiations last week, then launched a series of assaults on rebel positions. The guerrillas have launched a counteroffensive. Stephen Dudley reports from the jungles of Caquetá.
Colombia's Air Force says it has bombed rebel encampments, causing major casualties. But in one FARC camp on the edge of the former Demilitarized Zone, or DMZ, things have not changed at all since peace talks ended. As the early morning sun begins to cut through the woods, a teenage guerrilla cleans his gun. Josme is a fighter in the FARC's southern bloc. He says he's heard the airplanes, but there's been no bombing or troop movement anywhere near them.
Pura guerra psicológica por parte del gobierno de este país.
It's all part of the government's psychological war, he says. They own the press, and that's how they misinform the country about what's really going on.
Okay.
Fabian Ramirez is the second in command of the southern bloc, which at 5,000 troops makes up a quarter of the FARC's forces. On this morning, his local unit leaders located in all the areas the Colombian military says it's overtaking tell him there's nothing new to report.
Brazil.
He says the rebels were here in this region long before there was a DMZ, and they will stay long after it's gone.
No adelantar operaciones dentro del casco urbano de los cinco municipios.
We're just waiting until the army and the government special forces come out into the jungle, he says, not on the television, but for real. Then they'll start to fight the guerrillas. Critics say the FARC used the DMZ to train troops, run drugs, and attack neighboring villages. Since talks ended, there have been reports that the guerrillas have killed civilians as they pull out of the major towns. In La Macarena, a town on the eastern edge of the former DMZ, the FARC reportedly killed three people, one of them a mother, who was shot in front of her family. The FARC has also raised the political stakes. On Saturday, Ramirez's troops kidnapped presidential candidate Ingrid Betancourt as she traveled to the former DMZ.
Ingrid Betancourt, al igual que el senador Hechen Turbay y otros que están en nuestro poder.
He says she's alive and well, but like the other five congressmen already in FARC control, Betancourt will form part of the swappables, the people the guerrillas hope to trade for hundreds of jailed rebels. The FARC has given the government 1 year to respond to its demand for a prisoner swap. The government has already ruled it out. Along the highway just outside the former DMZ, a car that Southern Bloc soldiers torched burns away. This highway has been impassable for days because of these hit-and-run actions. There's no gasoline, and people are starting to hoard food. On this day, government soldiers scramble to catch up to the fleeing rebel column. Black Hawk helicopters circle the area as well. But the guerrillas have escaped into the hills, still one step ahead of the Colombian army. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in the jungles of Caquetá, Colombia.